Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
And I think, whisper it, I think that's what really upsets the traditional boxing people, is how good and decent this guy is.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
You're listening to Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show. Yeah!
Welcome back to the final slot of Friday's Off the Ball Breakfast. Many people are finishing up today, Shane.
Yeah, they are.
It's a real. Is this the most Friday of all Friday feedings of the year?
See, I work a weekend, so I've still got Saturday and Sunday to go. You know,
and the sport only keeps on going. Isn't that right, Keith?
Yeah, I'm working all the way up till Christmas as well.
Jesus Christ! I tell you what, never stops. Technology
doesn't ever stop.
Well, it does because I'm finished today, so I don't know.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
What happens if the
internet isn't working? What do we do?
Yeah. Turn it off and turn it on again.
Okay, cool.
That's all you need to know.
You can tell by the glint in Jess's eye that she was finished today.
I am so excited. I've had like 6 celebrations for my brekkie. I've had 2 coffees. This is the second last thing that I have to do, no offence. And then I am donezo hunzo and I'll see you all next year.
What 6 celebrations did you have?
So in order of priority, the Maltesers always
the brain. Is there anyone out there who's the Maltese isn't their favourite?
I'd love to meet that. It has to be number one.
Milky Way.
Go away, would you?
Milky Way, having a Maltese.
Milky Way's top, it's top 3 for me, though. I wouldn't argue against it.
I'm not talking about Champions League places. I'm talking about title winners.
Okay.
No, number one, Milky Way.
Go away. No, you madman.
I feel like I'm being ganged up here, to be honest with you. Milky Way.
Do you need a Milky Way to calm down, love?
Yeah. Can someone get him a Milky Way?
A Milky Way crispy roll.
That's quality.
Had a Milky Way crispy roll.
Oh, they're nice. They're like straws.
Yeah, little small things.
Do you know what I had a flashback of? It was in the Milky Way family, but it was more crispy. Like a crispy biscuit.
Roll.
Crispy. Is that what they're called?
That's what they're called.
Crispy roll.
Are they gone?
No, they're still knocking about. In some shops, though.
I loved those. They were lovely. Sorry, Jessica, you were saying Malteser first,
the Galaxy.
Which one?
They had the plain one. I prefer the caramel. Yeah. Caramel's my Ibrahim.
Sorry. Amazing. Sorry, for the podcast listeners only, our producer just came in and threw Keith a Milky Way.
And he's so
surprised any Milky Way. We're all right, to be honest with you.
That was amazing. I thought Dara was coming to stop the show for a second.
When Dara opened it, what have I done wrong?
Yeah, what have I done wrong?
It's like we got evacuated a few weeks ago, do you remember that?
Yeah. Fire alarm.
They didn't like what we were saying. Galaxy Plain, Galaxy Caramel.
I love a Galaxy they didn't have them though, they were all gone.
I always find that there's very few of the Galaxy Caramels in the box when they're full.
Yeah.
And then?
I love a Mars.
I think Mars gets a lot of hate and I don't mind it.
It's good with a cup of tea.
Yeah, you need it. Yeah. See, if you need something with it, it might not be that strong. Mm. What about Snickers?
I don't like Snickers. I don't like anything peanut buttery.
Really, yeah?
No.
I love it. Bounty? Mm.
No.
Get out of my sight.
No.
Do you know what? I've grown to like bounties more over the years.
No, not a bounty. A fudge. Nobody eats the fudge in my gaff, but I love a fudge.
Yeah, is that nothing Heroes? It's a different team.
Heroes, is it there?
Different team, yeah.
I love a fudge.
Different team. Different squad.
The cream cream eggs and Heroes is my favourite.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
I love a Quality Street, a box of Quality Street.
I think Quality Street has really let itself down recently.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know if it is quality on that street anymore, personally speaking. I just think that Celebrations and Heroes are more enjoyable as an experience.
You go Celebrations, Heroes.
Celebrations, Heroes. And then after that, whatever you want. Can I have a bit of Lindor?
Yeah, I have Lindor.
No, she's 11.
Lint.
Yeah. Notions 11, I'm going to say that over Christmas. Notions 11.
All right, what have we got?
We have loads of bits and pieces. So these are last minute gifts that you can get. Yes. I've tried to have something for everyone. And I suppose we should probably start with wearables and fitness trackery bits. So first thing of the year is one of my favourites, which is a Whoop.
Okay.
A Whoop. Do any of you wear Whoops?
Whoop, whoop.
No?
It's like Stewie from Family Guy.
You have a watch on you.
It's a Garmin.
Mm.
Is that? Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
Do you
it's
use it for fitness?
It's not connected to a phone, right? And I just have it linked up to itself.
Okay, so Whoop is a different one in that it doesn't have a screen on the watch at all. So it's a smart band rather than a smart watch. And the idea is you wear it and after 30 days, it builds up a profile of you. So when you most likely sleep, how often you move, the types of exercise you do. And then it uses AI and then gives you an analysis, a personalised analysis of how you can improve your health and wellness.
Right.
I love it because I was a really bad sleeper for such a long time. But then using this with the AI coach every single day, it tells me what time to go to bed, when to wake up, how much to move. If you can't, like, so I've goosed my knee so I can't run. So it's given me alternative exercises to do. It's not for everybody, but if you are interested in the more 360 approach to health and well-being, I think it's a really good one. And the reason I'm recommending it as a gift is the way you buy it is a little bit different to a standard watch. So like I have a Google smartwatch here. If you buy this, you buy this and that's it. With the Whoop, what you're doing is you get the band and the bit of technology and then you're paying €180 and that's for the subscription for 12 months.
Okay.
And that's what enables the technology within the app. So it's the little sort of techie bit and then the app that does all the heavy lifting. But it is a subscription-based model. So it's £180 starting from £180 for the year. But they brought out a new version. So I was in Boston earlier this year and I got to go to Whoop HQ and meet the team. And they were saying that they wanted to go a little bit deeper. So rather than just looking at your sleep and your heart rate and whatever else, they've now built in an ECG. So I can put my index finger and my thumb on this and it'll do an ECG reading. There's also a lot of stuff in terms of women's health and women's wellness specifically. But I just think if you are looking for an alternative to a smartwatch, because I always had a smartwatch on my wrist, but I found getting the notifications all the time, it was just horrible. And I found like I was checking my emails on the watch. And Cullen would often give out if you check your watch in front of him.
Yeah, when you have pints in front of
checking your watch is mental. So I can't get my head around this. People like staring at their watch for ages.
Because you see, he wasn't getting full attention.
Yeah, and he needs that. He craves
needs
it.
Full attention.
Oh, I feel like you.
Yeah,
I'm getting it.
Yeah, and deservedly so. So anyway, Whoop,
where's my Miliki?
Whoop is the first one. It's £180. The battery life is class. It lasts for around 2 weeks, so you're not having to charge it the entire time.
I like that.
I just really, really like it, and it has. I've felt the benefit for it. I'll be completely transparent. I got a review model, but then I have since paid the £180 to keep it up. Such is my passion for it. So I am now paying for the subscription, and of all the tech devices that I have, it's the one that I'm kind of happiest paying for, to be honest.
Right. Oh, that is a very good argument for it. Yeah. My only thing with the Whoop clan in general is I don't like the idea of my watch monitoring me.
It's not monitoring you. It's like you're putting it on, like you're consenting to the monitoring.
Think of it as helping you.
I don't know.
Your friend.
It feels like it's judging everything I'm doing.
I had a family or a person I knew who their Whoop or one of these devices informed them of a heart issue.
Yeah.
They were like, and literally went to hospital, like, yeah, you have a heart issue.
Yeah.
And it was all down to the smart device.
So anyone who's watched any of the Apple launches in the last few years, it genuinely does. So Apple for the last few years at the start of their iPhone launches now do a bit on Apple Health in particular. And they have people who were wearing Apple watches and it detected atrial fibrillation, which is an issue with the electrical wiring around the heart. It also, like, it's not going to tell you you're going to have a heart attack, but it will identify abnormal heart rhythms, which is a big thing. Also, things like the Apple Watch now have crash detection and fall detection. So if you have an elderly relative or if you're someone who maybe suffers from vertigo or something like that, you can set up the falls notifications. So if you do fall, you're nominated people will get a notification. So like I've done bits on the HSE and how we can transform healthcare in this country and whatever, and there's a brilliant guy called Martin Curley, and he said that wearables, it's not going to fix the health service, but it's preventative healthcare, right? So it's keeping people well for longer and giving people insights into their well-being. So I'm a big fan.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Yeah, we're getting plenty of comments about this.
Go on.
The masses have won here in terms of, I think, more people than not are in favour of the Whoop takeover in their lives.
Oh, yeah?
But then I just think, I really don't mean this as bad as it's going to sound, but I just think you're outsourcing decision making.
It's not that it's outsourcing, it's that it's giving me insight. So I could decide to run 5K every single day. But it may not be doing the right things for me.
Well, that is true.
Also, I could wake up thinking, geez, I slept great last night, but my resting heart rate was all over the shop because I'd had a few drinks the night before or whatever it is. So it's not that it's making decisions for me. It's using data that's there and then providing insight and actionable takeaways for me.
Mm. Okay. Very interesting.
Are you
a Whoop guy?
I remember we used the Whoop for before the triathlon. We did the triathlon.
Yes.
Oh, that was a huge thing for us.
I remember thinking when I was out drinking and hungover, the sleep, I was thinking these percentages can't be right, but they were accurate. Like if my sleep was crap, the percentage was maybe 30% or 20% recovery.
Yeah.
Whereas if I felt great the next morning, it was saying, 80, 85, 90% sleep. So I found that the numbers were 100% accurate.
Yeah.
But the numbers were reflective of how I felt, essentially.
Yeah, but again, it explains why. So if you do have a few drinks and your recovery is crap the next morning and you tap into the recovery section, it'll show you your sleep graph and it'll show that your heart was pounding and your body stress was incredibly high because you lay down after consuming alcohol.
Yeah, all
and
the
you
Jager
can
bombs.
See, well, but you can see the impact on your system. So again, it's not for everyone. It's more expensive, but I genuinely... I've been wearing it for, I think it told me today, 356 days, and I wouldn't go without it now. I love it.
Mm.
Love it.
Some people have an Aura. What about an Aura ring?
So that's this yoke here. So it's very, very small.
I saw the price of this in the email you sent us.
It is outrageous. We don't want to spoil it, but it is outrageous.
It's €549.
Would you get out of this town? What are you on about? €549 for a ring?
And then you're paying a subscription for the
go
platform
away.
On top
that's
of that.
That's where they get you.
Yeah, right. So it's £6.
They already got you with the €549, to be honest.
Well, it's, you might as well pay for a wedding ring.
So the idea
is... never see that again.
This is an alternative to a wrist-based wearable. Some people like them because they're neat and discreet and it doesn't look like you've got something on. Sometimes if I'm going to events or whatever, I don't want to have the Whoop on my wrist. So that's the alternative. It's very neat. It has sensors on the inside of it. So you see there's like a little... that was a cute little engagement moment there.
I dreamed.
That'd be
great.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was lovely.
I think he said yes.
Wrong hand.
But the idea is that you can wear it. It does a lot of the same things as the standard wearables do. It'll give you a readiness score. It'll track your activity. It'll monitor your heart rate, your stress, women's health. The app has gone through a bit of...
Do you want... Sorry.
No, don't.
The app has gone through a bit of a makeover in the last little while. So you're getting, again, insights. For such a long time, we had these trackers on our bodies that were kind of capturing information but weren't giving you, explaining what it meant and what you could do with that information. That's now changed. Personally, I found when I was reviewing this for the Pat Kenny show, I was wearing the Whoop and the Aura ring, and I found the Whoop to be more accurate. I also preferred the layout of the information and all the rest. So for me, if the options are the 180 quid for the Whoop for the year or 549 plus 6 quid a month thereafter for the Aura ring, I'd go for the Whoop.
So Whoop more accurate, better layout, better battery life. So why the massive, why is the Aura much more expensive?
It's because this is the entire product. Like it's the design.
Okay, right.
It's getting the content like onto a teeny tiny little ring that you can wear. So as I said, a lot of people like that it's a bit more hidden.
Yeah.
You can get it in different colours as well.
But you read the data on your phone.
Yeah.
So that it feels like it negates the ring.
No,
though I know the ring is doing it, but you can't read the ring.
No, but it's the sensors and it's the technology and all of that kind of jazz.
In your opinion, does it justify its high price?
No.
Mm. What would you want? Like, what more can a ring do to justify costing 549 euros?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was priceless, wasn't it?
That was priceless. But I find, yeah, you say it's more discreet, but I find everyone's wearing a watch or a fitness band now, so I almost find that more discreet. Whereas if you're wearing a ring, I'm like, what's that?
But if you're a ring wearer.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I think Jerry used to wear one of these, a black one, for years.
He did, you're right.
an Aura one.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was years ago, before they were kind of mainstream and cool. So yeah, some people do like them. Personally, I also find it's not the most comfortable. Now, I have tiny hands. I have the hands of a 5-year-old. So like, I find sometimes if I'm bending my handies, it can be a bit uncomfortable if I'm picking something up and I'm wearing the ring. That's why I wear it on my thumb, which you're not really meant to do. So again, I'm putting it out there. If somebody has said specifically they don't want a wrist-based tracker, but they do want the insights, or is an option. But for me, I wouldn't spend the money.
You have a lovely wrist wearable yourself.
Yeah, my wife got me this the other day. Little
very expensive gorgeous as well.
Bracelet or something. Supposed
same
to
price.
Block out bad energy,
yeah,
and bring in the good.
Yeah, it's got a crystal on it, yeah.
Yeah, some sort of crystal technology. It's off the wall stuff, but give it a try. See how it goes.
Do you feel more zen?
I do, actually, yeah. I feel pretty centred and zen.
Did it cost as much as the Aura?
No, it was a little bit cheaper than the Aura, yeah, but it was a present, so I
should have. You have a relaxed Aura as a result of this
very
bracelet.
Relaxed Aura, inviting all the good energy in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We all know about photo frames, mm-hmm. right? Anybody want to talk about photo frames? Let's talk about the digital version.
Yes.
€139 will get you what?
This is the Aura Carver digital photo frame. I have bought multiples of these in the last little while. I got one for my sister, got one for myself, got a few more for Christmas presents as well. They take the photos off your phone. These are great if you've got kids or young people in your life. Like, we are all absolutely killed with my big sister sending us pictures every 6 minutes of her little baby. We love the pictures, but like, we all had to upgrade our storage, our cloud storage, because we just can't store them all on our phones. So this is a good way that not only are you getting pictures off the phone and displayed around the house, but what I love about this one in particular, there's also another one called the Pixie, but they use an app called Frameo. And the idea with Frameo is that, say if we all got one, right? If we all got one together and we had it in the studio and Cullen was in charge of it, you could give us all the code. So Shane could add photos that would appear. You could add photos. I could add photos. And it means then, so if, you know, there are grandparents and all the kids want to add pictures of their kids, it can just happen automatically, meaning that there's no stress, there's no admin, they can be constantly updated.
Is this a slideshow almost on it?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
It's a photo, and I got this from my parents last year.
Yeah.
Frameo, and they love it. So I can add a photo of, if you and me take a photo now after this.
Let's do that. Let's send them a picture.
I could literally put it on their photo frame and it would just appear as they're walking
by. If I had one of these photo frames in my house and I gave somebody else the password to upload photos onto it, I can only imagine the sort of photos that would start scrolling across
this
my thing.
This is the problem,
so yeah.
I wouldn't be letting
people.
That password go.
You need to trust the people. You can also remove people as well if you do give them access. But I think
Keith gone after 6 hours.
It's a gorgeous gift.
Keith just left.
They also used to be very expensive. This one, the Aura one, is 139 quid. They used to be multiples of that, but they've come right down. And what's great is the screen quality is now beautiful. You can get ones with sort of a matte finish, but you're getting the clarity of the image as well.
Just time is against us, so I might do these last two together. The Google Pixel Watch 3 and the Kinect.
Yeah, so these are okay.
Light
Serpect. Okay, so the Google Watch. This is the traditional smartwatch. It's from Google. It is 279. It's the Pixel Watch 3. Beautiful screen. Great battery life. Fitbit is now owned by Google, so it'll capture again all of the fitness data that you want. You'll also get your apps on it. I've got two things for the smallies in your life. So if you have nieces, nephews, kids, whatever it is, first up, this is the Kinetics. It's the Light Start Pack. This is a really good STEM slash STEAM gift, so science, technology, engineering and maths. Really good for kids, their fine motor skills, building bits and pieces, problem solving, all the rest. They are 70 quid. You can get them from Cogs Toys and Games. They have a brilliant store in Stephen's Green in Dublin, but they also have a website that's fab. And then the last thing, this is for kids who, again, for the fine motor skill development. It's a very simple drawing tablet. It comes with a stylus. The stylus is attached. They can draw, they can doodle, they can also practice their letters and their numbers as they're getting a bit older. It's very, very low tech. You press the button to erase it. Very handy to have in the back of the car for journeys, all that kind of stuff. It's a tablet without being a tablet. So it's not connected to the internet at all. It's very much just a place for them to doodle. It's an Irish company. It's playeasy.ie. It's less than 20 quid and it's a lovely gift. And again, the woman behind the company, Sarah, she is a speech and language therapist. So she has devised this with motor skills and child development in mind. Lovely little gift for less than 20 quid.
Fantastic stuff. Jess Kelly, thanks a mil for the last minute Christmas gift guide. And Keith Friday, wasn't that lovely?
That was lovely.
You got
lad,
a little Milky Way.
I got a little Milky
Way. A little talky talk. And Shane, as always, thank you very much. Happy Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
As I would say to you on air, as if we will never talk again, but have a great Christmas.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.